from the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Monday, November 18th. I'm Abby Larico. Persistent drought has plagued the Midwest for the past 4 years. Various wildlife are feeling the effects of the dry conditions.
And it can be kind of the death blow for some of these species.
We'll look at the long-term impacts of drought on animals, coming up after this news on The Gateway. The St. Louis County Department of Public Health has expanded its investigation into an E. coli outbreak tied to a local catering company. The county's health department says at least 69 people were sickened by the bacteria at 4 events hosted or catered by Andre's Banquet and Catering South. Health officials say contaminated salad is a potential source of the infection. A dozen Rockwood Summit High School students and parents were hospitalized after eating contaminated food the company served at 2 school events early this month. As of Sunday, all but 1 student were released. County health officials did not confirm if the other 2 events being investigated were related to the school. In local media reports, the owner of the St. Louis area banquet hall and catering company has denied that Andre's was the source of the outbreak. Boeing has started layoffs at its St. Louis area facilities. The company confirmed via email that it began notifying workers of layoffs that will take effect in mid-January. Boeing declined to say how many employees would be affected, but local union officials tell the St. Louis Business Journal that 111 union workers received the notices. The company says workers will receive severance pay and subsidized health care benefits for up to 3 months after their employment ends. Some members of the St. Louis Board of Aldermen say they're planning to introduce a bill that would counter other board legislation introduced Friday for using the Rams settlement money. St. Louis Public Radio's Chad Davis reports.
Board of Aldermen President Megan Green will propose a bill that would put the money into an endowment or revolving loan fund that could be used for projects and programs. Other alders introduced a bill that would use about $233 million of the Rams settlement in parts of North, Southeast, and downtown St. Louis. But Green criticized the bill, arguing that it doesn't take into account some residents' concerns and that plans shouldn't be made until after the last hearing Monday. Instead, she says the bill favors business interests.
While downtown corporations are a stakeholder, they are not the only stakeholders, and they must be subject to the same process as everybody else.
Green says her office will introduce a bill in the coming weeks. I'm Chad Davis, St. Louis Public Radio.
President-elect Donald Trump has tapped a Clayton attorney for a key White House post. Trump appointed Will Scharf to be White House staff secretary. Scharf will be in charge of the paper flow throughout the White House, particularly documents that need to be in front of the president. Scharf recently ran unsuccessfully for Missouri Attorney General, losing to incumbent Andrew Bailey. He's also worked as one of Trump's attorneys during his numerous civil and criminal proceedings before this month's election. Trump also appointed former Missouri Solicitor General John Sauer to serve as U.S. Solicitor General. The Solicitor General represents the federal government before the U.S. Supreme Court. Newly elected officials across the country are gearing up to take office in the coming months, but the incoming St. Louis sheriff says his team is facing a roadblock in the transition, the outgoing sheriff. St. Louis Public Radio's Brian Munoz reports.
St. Louis Sheriff-elect Alfred Montgomery alleges current Sheriff Vernon Betts is preventing a transition of the office after winning the seat. A voicemail obtained by St. Louis Public Radio shows Betts instructed staff to share he's not interested in allowing Montgomery's team to transition until after the general election. But the incoming sheriff says his team is still waiting.
He won't transition. He won't talk to anyone from our team. He has instructed his administration not to work with us, not to talk to us if we're in a building.
Betts says he is sheriff until December 31st, and Montgomery has no business in his office until then. I'm Brian Munoz, St. Louis Public Radio.
The detainee who died at the St. Louis City Justice Center earlier this month is one of 18 people who've died at the correctional facility since 2020. That's slightly higher than what public safety officials previously shared. After looking into these numbers, St. Louis Public Radio's Lucretia Wimbley has more about the city's reporting discrepancies.
There's been confusion surrounding the exact number of deaths that occurred at the city jail since 2020, as online reports don't match information shared by public safety leaders. Zee Gorley from Arch City Defenders, a legal advocacy organization, says the lack of coherency disrespects families.
Whatever limited information they may or may not have received about, like, a loved one dying in CJC, to be a family member or loved one, it's disturbing enough.
Two people have died while in custody this year, including an unidentified man who died on November 9th. Despite the confusion, public safety leaders say deaths so far this year are the lowest they've been since 2021. I'm Lucretia Wembley, St. Louis Public Radio.
A new Washington University School of Law clinic is providing free legal services for veterans. The Veterans Law Clinic will help low to moderate income veterans seeking to upgrade their discharge characterizations and correct their military records. The work is done by second and third year law students at the university. Elizabeth Dowdle is a second year law student at WashU and works in the clinic. She says the experience so far has been rewarding.
A lot of these people, because they have perhaps a less than honorable discharge, some people look at them and like, that's all they see. And so for us to take the time to sit down and listen and understand and then tell them, okay, we're going to fight for you, I think that's been huge for them.
Interested veterans needing legal services should reach out to the Veterans Law Clinic. Much of the Midwest and Great Plains have been dealing with extremely dry conditions for the past 4 years. It's killed crops, lowered river levels, and fueled wildfires. The extreme weather is also affecting wildlife, changing animal behavior, and even pushing species out of some regions. Harvest Public Media's Elizabeth Rembert reports.
A small pond sits near the end of County Road F in western Nebraska. At first, it looks like a typical pond off a quiet, dead-end gravel road. But after nearly 20 years of visiting this pond every summer, Larkin Powell is pretty good at spotting its residents.
Look at like all the heads. There's the little bumps sticking up in the water.
Oh, that's
like all the way back. Those are the turtles.
Those are the turtles. Yeah.
This pond is a painted turtle hotspot. Powell teaches conservation biology and animal ecology at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. Every summer, he brings students out to this pond to catch and measure the turtles. A handful have fallen into the traps floating in the pond. Now, the irritated turtles are scratching around in buckets, waiting their turn to be measured by the crew of students, who are ready with thick gloves, calipers, and scales.
59, armpit to armpit.
He's kicking me. He's kicking me good. He's going back in his bucket.
Powell and his students used 11 years of these measurements to study how drought impacted the turtles. They found that during dry years, the turtles grew more slowly. The conditions also seem to lower survival and throw off the female-to-male ratio. The papers have been Powell's most requested research studies. He says scientists are starting to realize that climate change means animals are reckoning with new conditions.
Now that those droughts are becoming more frequent and more intense, there's going to be some changes, and we have to account for that as we think about the future for species of conservation concern.
The last few years of drought have been a doozy. In early November, more than 79% of the country's population was living with abnormal dryness and drought, a record in the U.S. Drought Monitor's 25-year history. Persistently high temperatures and low precipitation has transformed creeks and ponds into puddles in Kansas and Missouri. It's killed off fish and ruined habitats for migrating birds. In Indiana, the extreme heat and dryness of the 2012 drought wiped out the Karner butterfly. The small powder blue butterfly hasn't been seen there since 2014. And other animals are being seen where they shouldn't be.
Right now, a bear cub is making headlines in West St. Louis County.
Never thought I would see a wild bear in front of my house.
Black bears usually prefer to stay away from people. But Missouri Department of Conservation biologist Nate Bowersock says they're more willing to risk human contact when dry conditions kill the acorns and berries they rely on. That may mean they wander into the burbs or onto farms.
They might start trying to flip over a chicken coop to get at the chickens or decimate a beehive. Bird feeders, too. They love to go after people's bird feeders.
While droughts are a part of the natural weather cycle, scientists have found that human-caused climate change is making them more frequent and more intense. Wynn Moss, a biologist with the U.S. Geological Survey, says it's getting harder for wildlife to survive drought, as they also fight off disease, invasive species, and habitat loss.
So drought just adds another threat to that list, and it can be kind of the death blow for some of these species.
That threat is getting more persistent, according to Moss. Even when drought conditions ease, the effects can stick around. And wildlife is often hit by another drought before they're back to normal.
It's happening so fast that ecosystems are finding it challenging to fully recover before the next drought happens.
Back at the pond in western Nebraska, the turtles have done their scientific duty. It's time for them to go back home. The students walk down to the pond, set the buckets on their sides, and watch as the turtles slowly make their way to the water. They float on the surface before swimming out, only their little heads visible above the water.
Hi, friends.
Painted turtles are a stable population that aren't existentially threatened by drought. But Powell hopes the findings can be applied to other endangered turtle species that might need help surviving the new normal of extreme heat and dryness. I'm Elizabeth Rembert, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains, including STLPR. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.